Hi, I'm Jonathan Varnker from the South African Podcasters Guild, and you're listening to Into the Podverse with Tony Doe.
Hi, I'm Tony Doe, and welcome to Into the Podverse. This is the show where we explore the innovations shaping podcasting, the challenges we face as creators, and the opportunities waiting to be seized, especially for independent podcasters across Africa. Whether you're here to learn, connect, or be inspired, you're in the right place. Let's dive into the Podverse and uncover what's next for all of us. Hey, it's Tony Doe here. In this episode of Into the Podverse, I'm joined by Jonathan Varnker, Managing Director of the South African Podcasters Guild. We explore how the SAPG is helping shape the podcasting scene in South Africa and making strides to professionalize the industry. Enjoy. So, John, I just wanted to know, why was it important for South Africa to have a podcast guild?
I think it's important because we've reached kind of a tipping point where the quality is good, the content's there, but there's, you know, we need to let the public know, we need to connect podcasters to audiences, and we also need to connect podcasters to the media industry, ad agencies, other industries. We've still got lots of groundwork to do on educating people from schools to universities to... There's this weird 50, 60 plus zone of age demographic that don't know what podcasts are or how to listen to them. And yet they're the perfect listeners because they're used to long form media and watching movies and they have long attention spans, but they don't, you know, I've had various people in my life over 60 go, what's a podcast? So anyway, but that's a side quest, but we needed to bring the guild into being because everyone knew it was the time. People are starting to go professional with their shows. They're starting to find audiences that can be, you know, that can be monetized. I feel like monetizing is a very cold word, but I think that podcasting should be a career. And we've got a major employment problem in South Africa, and it's across the continent as well. If we can add another option for people to earn money, to earn a living, to have a career, and if podcasting can do that because it's got relatively low kind of barrier to entry, then we have to do that. You know, we have to help people. And, you know, on another level, the last thing I'll say is that South Africa is a very complicated country with lots of different languages and lots of different people, and it's all a little bit of a mess. And I feel like the more we talk to each other in South Africa, in different languages, different cultures, sharing ideas and, you know, having debates and arguments, that's fine. I think it'll help our country.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. You did mention that, South Africa had reached the tipping point with podcasting. I wanted clarity on that. What did you mean?
Well, in that there are now enough high-quality shows starting to pull audiences that people can then say they can sell merchandise to, or they can have a subscription level of their show, or they can get advertisers or something like that. We're just at the point now with a little push that podcasts will become as mainstream as they are in the USA or the UK. But without that push, I feel like it would just take a little bit longer. We would still get there, but I think the SAPG can make it happen faster.
That's awesome. So what did it take for you to get the like minds you needed to make this happen? I'm sure you had to have sit downs with, you know, a number of people. How many people came together? Or who came up with the idea for the name?
Well, we went through a number of iterations amongst the founding members, but essentially, Paulo Diaz, who's our... Director of Industry Affairs, he ran a podcast inspiration day in Cape Town, and I attended. And they did a kind of a roundtable conversation about podcasting. And as I was sitting there, I was looking around going, this is really a bunch of cool, interesting people. They're creative, they're making stuff. You know, why is there no industry organization for this? And everyone I talked to after, at the end of that meeting, said, well, there should be. So basically, I just gave myself all the annoying jobs of registering a company and, you know, starting a website and opening the social channels, and but all with the advice and support of about 20 founding members who are all kind of experienced hands in the podcasting realm in South Africa. And we all got into a WhatsApp group and shared ideas, and then literally within a month we'd set up the basic structures for the SAPG, and then we were going to be called the Guild of South African Podcasters. And the South African, but we're actually registered as the, not the SAPG, but the PGSA, the Podcasting Guild of South Africa. That's the way that the government registration people interpreted our name. And now we're trading as South African Podcasters Guild. It's a bit of a mess, but that's where we are. And we've also had to explain the word guild quite a lot because it's a relatively arcane, strange English word with a lot of history to it. We could have just been the association, but I wanted it to be a guild because one of the definitions of a kind of a medieval guild in the old days is that there were novices, and they were called journeymen who were kind of had some skills, but they were still learning. And then there were masters and experts. And it was it's kind of like a union, but not yet, at least in the kind of like legal representation sense, more a group of craftsmen coming together to teach each other.
Oh, that's absolutely amazing. That reminds me of the guild I'm also a part of here now. Recently, I got made the regional secretary for the Southwest of Guild of Media Managers. That's about the third name now that we're using. We've been, right. But the one thing we're holding on to is the word guild, and the way you've defined it absolutely fits exactly what we're trying to do as well. So craftsmen coming together, building together, and looking forward to the future together. Now, something happened late last year, I believe. I saw a couple of South African podcasters celebrating the fact that their shows will be part of in-flight entertainment on South Africa Airways. And for those celebratory posts, your name was very prominent and everybody was like, shout out, thanks to Jonathan Vanke. And I'm like, this couldn't happen without a structure and without a certain level of leverage that Jonathan must have, taken advantage of. I've dreamt about this for a while. I knew about 2 or 3 years ago, a friend of mine and I were having a drink together. Now, he seems to have some relationships with people in the aviation space. So, we were talking, and I was like, we're kind of limited with in-flight entertainment. What if I don't want to watch stuff? What if I don't want to listen to music? And then something happened, was it last year, 2023? I took a short flight to the Southeast to attend the Radio Summit. It was about 40, 45 minutes. There was absolutely no form of entertainment except for the music that was playing from the pilots, private space.
And it's like a bus with the guy playing a radio.
And I was like, I'm in the air. I really could have listened to like 2-3 short podcasts just now. And it played again in my head. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to have a conversation with this airline and maybe work something out. So when I got to the venue of the summit, I had a conversation with some of the members of the summit. And they were like, sounds like a good idea, but, it's still early days. I'm not sure it's something they can buy into yet. And then seeing what you did, with these podcasts in South Africa, I'm kind of curious, like, how long did it take? What kind of sacrifices did you have to make that happen? And is it something that can be replicated here for, the local airlines, especially for short trips like the one I had where there was no entertainment?
Hmm. Well, I hope that everyone could replicate it. What I've learned is kind of how the system works a little bit. And to be honest, it fell into one of the benefits of building a guild and having people with names like managing director and industry affairs director and all that. It's that other industries, people know how to get in touch with you. They're familiar with that structure. So I get an email. And it comes from a lady named Adriana, who works for a company in Brazil, I think, and they are the supplier of, they supply YouTube and podcast content for airlines. So that's their thing. Because airlines, I imagine, get their content for long-haul flights, TV shows, movies, and all that through licensing deals, and they pay for that. And now podcasts and YouTube videos are coming into that suite of entertainment, because that's a lot of people are watching more and more of that stuff in their normal life. So they're obviously asking for it and they're expecting not just reruns of Friends, but I want to see Joe Rogan on the flight, whatever it might be. So there are suppliers to the airlines. And if you want to make that happen in with your airline or in your country, it's a case of sussing out who is the agency who is sourcing that content for the airlines, because getting in touch with the airlines themselves might be difficult. I recommend stalking people on LinkedIn, trying to go down the rabbit holes or asking questions like, who is supplying that content? And it's also insane to me, having been on a few international flights, how limited the podcast content is, because I've seen podcasts, but usually it's two or three episodes from two or three shows, which makes, yes, there's a cost to license this stuff, but there's no technical, for me, there shouldn't be any kind of technical restriction on this stuff. Compared to a movie, a podcast is an MP3 file, it's tiny, it's audio only, you need a piece of artwork, and then your system's kind of good to go. So there should be a lot more of it, I believe. The deal that we did is that two of our shows are having literally one show is getting one episode. Humble Mind podcast is getting one episode on SAA Planes. And From the Hip with Benji Moody, which is a music show, is getting two episodes onto SAA Planes. So it's on 15 planes, visiting 19 territories. It's great. It's a wonderful first start, but I'm hoping it's a very tiny first step, and I'm hoping that it expands. And I hope eventually that we can get, you know, the full podcasting guild kind of discography, I don't know what the word for that is, catalog on those planes. And then also, once we go beyond SAA, which is our national South African carrier, Emirates visits South Africa all the time. Qantas visits South Africa all the time. So all the other BA, Air France, if they're running trips to South Africa, then we want them to have South African podcasts on them as well. I mean, imagine a travel show about South Africa playing on an Air France plane coming into South Africa. It's a no-brainer. So yeah, we hope to expand that, and I hope that other podcasters can make it happen with all kinds of different airlines. We need to grow this particular little project, you know?
So how many members are we looking at of the SCPG?
Right now we're about 360. And we've actually kind of tailed off. One of the many projects that I need to put more work into is just creating more ads and putting a bit of our subscribers, you know, fees into pushing those ads so we can get more members. Because we had a huge growth kind of middle of last year. And now it's kind of tailed off a little bit because I've been focusing on other stuff, but I need to get back into it because you really do see results from putting some paid media there behind kind of like, hey, join our organization, because people just don't see it otherwise. Organic reach is not worth very much.
Oh, true story. I think I registered.
You're probably in our database. So you're a special guest. You know, we're technically only for South African podcasters, but you know, we work with the APVA and we love what's being done in the rest of the continent. And we don't want to be exclusive. It's just a difficult balance going, okay, what my remit, I kind of like retreat into my job description, which is grow South African podcasting. And often, you know, working with the APVA and other organizations is parallel to that. They work together, but I just kind of need to keep my priorities straight sometimes as well, the time that I put in, because it's all for free right now. So there's limited time.
I also wanted to ask, outside of South Africa itself, are you working with any of the neighboring Southern African countries? For instance, Namibia. I'm taking an interest in Namibia, but I want to know if you know anything about the podcasting space in Namibia.
Personally, I know nothing. The APVA is my only real kind of connection to the rest of African podcasting. I don't know. I have no idea what they're up to. Do you? I was born in Namibia before it became Namibia. I left when I was about 3 years old, and I've been back to the Orange River on the border, but I've never been back to Windhoek where I was born.
Well, I'm actually reaching out to a few people, and hopefully before the end of the week, I would get some information around your space. I do know Dutch Wells did something in 2023 in Namibia around podcasting. And then, of course, their flagship radio stations all have podcast versions of their shows.
Okay.
So there is an active podcasting atmosphere, but I don't know how big it is yet. Mm. That's amazing. Well, Jonathan, I don't want to waste, you know, too much of your time. You've given me the meat. You did mention, though, in the messages we exchanged, that you had a bit of a challenge with a project with the SAPG.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we're working on kind of a few test pilot projects, and not all of them are going to pan out. We know that. So the project was, I mean, it's still kind of underway, so I can't give away too many details, but essentially we partnered with a kind of like a news site to put our podcasts on their sites, and then hopefully that they would promote those shows and our creators would see a bump in their listener numbers. And then the site, of course, is supported by ads. So they're putting those podcasts on a page with ads. So they're selling more inventory. So it's kind of a win-win. But it hasn't really worked out so well in that without media money behind those pages, they're hidden in a massive kind of labyrinth of content. You know, they cover everything from news, lifestyle, cooking recipes, all that, like everything. One of those huge sites, like a yahoo.com kind of thing. And without it starting to be discovered, you can't even kind of find the link. You have to search for it on the website. So our members haven't seen an uptick. It's not focused enough. We're revisiting that plan. And we're moving on to the next one, which is we're working with a media company to we're suggesting certain South African SAPG member shows that are growing or have a lot of potential to grow or already have sizable audiences. Maybe not to the point that they're going to be selling advertising, but there might be the right show to partner with a brand. So this media company knows a lot of brands, and they're going to try and connect our shows to brands for long-term sponsorship deals and partnership deals. So that's kind of where we see podcasting going in terms of monetization. It's one of the directions. We feel like programmatic advertising, you know, some shows do it if they've got the scope and scale, that's great. It's probably the most annoying kind of advertising. It's like TV ads. Like suddenly there's just an ad in the middle of your feed. I pay for Spotify, but I'm still listening to ads. So it's not an ideal situation. So what we're trying to promote more is shows that have niche, valuable audiences. Like we've got a show about the food industry, which has got a growing audience, but its listeners are chefs and owners of restaurants and people who pay for high quality cuisine. That's a valuable audience. So how can we connect them to a brand that could support the creation of more content and all that? So yeah, that's the new project. And then, and there's lots of other stuff, like we're putting together a pod charts for South Africa where we'll have different, you know, true crime, the top 10 true crime shows, top 10 sports, lifestyle, kids and parenting, all that kind of thing.
It's been great, Jonathan. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the insights. And this is definitely going to be one of those really great episodes. And I'm looking forward to the blog post I'm going to develop off this while also having conversations with members of the EPVE as well. I think it's time we did a bit more expansions into the other countries we've not really talked about as much. It's great to see South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria, Ghana doing great things in the podcasting space, but it's also fascinating to see what the Francophone countries are doing as well. And absolutely. It will be amazing. It will be amazing.
I mean, I will say that, you know, one of the advantages of being that both South Africa and other African countries, one of the few advantages that we experience in the whole world is that we do get to kind of leapfrog old technology directly. You know, we go from South Africa has gone faster into high-speed internet and Wi-Fi and all that stuff because they didn't have to go through the whole development progress that the Northern Hemisphere has gone through. And I don't know if the SAPG or the South African market is going to be, you know, a example that anyone needs to follow or will find useful. But if it is, then I hope that we can be successful. I hope that, you know, that we can share what we've learned over that time. And I hope that it helps other countries on the continent kind of leapfrog and go faster. So anytime anyone from any other country wants to know our secret sauce, there is no secret. I will tell them immediately. So yeah, I hope we can help.
Thank you so much for your time. I really, really appreciate this.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it, mate.
Thanks for joining me on this journey into the Podverse. I hope today's episode sparked some ideas, tackled the challenge, or opened your eyes to a new opportunity. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review. Your support helps keep this conversation going. If you've got thoughts or stories of your own, please reach out to me. I'm on social media
at Tonido Media. I'd love to hear them. Until next time, keep innovating, keep growing, and keep chasing those opportunities.